2 Timothy 4th chapter, verse number 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And I'd like to look at verse 7, just the first couple of words there. He said, I have fought. I have fought. Amen. The Apostle Paul here in his closing hours, literally, amen, gives us a testimony here about his life and about his religious experience. And the Apostle Paul had been given some tremendous victories in his life. He had, matter of fact, even his salvation was a tremendous testimony as the Lord met with him on the Damascus Road. But here he is, amen, fixing to depart from this life. He's giving us his final words, as it were. And he said here in verse 7, I have fought, amen. I have fought, amen. The Apostle Paul had been given a lot of victories, but they had not all come easy, amen. He had not lived, amen. His experience had not been just a bed of roses. Now, there's this idea sometimes that people get in their minds that people that have served God for years, and you go to the house of God and you see them and it looks like they're doing well, and you see them next time you come and the next time you come, and you think, well, amen, they're just living in a place where they never had no problems. How much time you got after church? Huh? I'm not going to bother you during church, but how much time have you got after church? Amen. And I could tell you a few stories. Amen. But at the same time, amen, the Apostle Paul here was getting ready to leave this world, and he had victory in his life. Amen. The Bible said, amen, in Acts chapter 9, when God was dealing with the Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road and saved him, and he had dealt with Ananias to go meet with the Apostle Paul, who was not the Apostle Paul at that time, he just got saved. And Ananias was telling the Lord about this man. He said, you know, I've heard about this man. He's persecuted the church. And the Lord said there in the 16th verse, he said, I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Amen. It's not always going to be easy for him. Amen. The Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians, and I want to read this, the Apostle Paul tells us some of his experience in life. Amen. In the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 24, he starts out, or he says these words. He says, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 5 times I was beat with 40 stripes, and they would always stop at 39 just in case they miscounted. They didn't want to go over 40. And you do the math on that, I think it's 195 lashes. Is that right, somebody? Amen. 195 lashes across the back of his back. Amen. He said, three times, I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. And you thought you had problems, huh? And you thought you had problems. Amen. Here's a man of God, amen, that God has used, that God is blessing his life. And he tells us some of these things that he has endured, some of these things that he has gone through, some of these things that he has faced throughout his life. You know, as time goes on, we have witnessed a lot of significant changes in life and among people. I was thinking this morning, here in America, it hasn't been that many years ago when you talked about poor folks, they were really poor. Huh? Come on now. I mean, they were really poor. And it's not been that many years ago, amen. When we were growing up, amen, I can remember, amen, we didn't have no central heat and air conditioning. Huh? We had good air conditioning in the winter, and we had good heat in the summer. Huh? We had no central heat and air conditioning. Every room in the house wasn't heated. Amen. As a matter of fact, amen, I remember old houses we lived in, you old heater in one room, sometimes a coal heater. Now, I know some of you ain't got the foggiest idea what I'm talking about, but an old coal heater, and try to heat up one room, maybe two at the most, and you got ready to go to bed in the wintertime, you just back up, warm up, and take off, and go to bed, crawl under the cover, and that's where you stayed, amen, till morning. And baths, amen, houses, one bathroom. Most people now can't even imagine what it'd be like to live in a house with one bathroom. I can imagine what it's like living in a house with no bathroom. Huh? Come on now. Amen. A few of us know what I'm talking about. Amen. I'm telling you, it ain't been that many years ago. People really knew what hard times were. Amen. Telephones. A lot of people didn't have no telephones. Amen. A lot of things now that even the poorest people, amen, got in their home. Central heat, air condition, telephone. They ain't got one on the wall. They got one on their hip. Huh? Amen. I mean, just so many things. The difference is, amen, back then people had little and were thankful. Huh? I mean, had very little and were very thankful. And now we've got very much and not thankful at all. Huh? Amen. Come on now. Help me just a little bit. I mean, got so much, amen, and not thankful at all. In a lot of cases, amen, and certainly not as thankful as we ought to be. We have seen some significant changes in the morality. Just in my lifetime, there's been so much change. Just in the last 10 years, so much change. And we'd like to say it's changing for the better. You know better than that. It's not. It's getting worse all the time, almost to a point that we have no morals left at all. Amen. America, amen. Not only America, but our world is morally bankrupt. Amen. I mean, we got problems, amen. And in our modern time, the idea of work, amen, is something a lot of people don't even think about. Huh? But there's been a time when people did work, and it wasn't just because they were trying to get ahead, amen. They had to just survive, huh? I mean, folks weren't worried about putting money back in banks and CDs and stuff like that. And that's all great. I mean, I'm all for it, amen. But they didn't have it, amen. It was everything they could do just keep everything going, amen. Keep the bills paid, keep groceries on the table, amen. And, you know, we're living in a different world. I'm talking about a time when there won't no government handouts. There won't no programs you could sign up for. Amen. And I'll be honest with you. You may feel hard at me for saying this, but I wish there was less of that and more of people having to get back to trusting God and depending on each other instead of the government for everything. I know, you know, we got a generation that thinks everything's free because the government's giving it to them. No, they ain't giving it to you free. Amen. There's a few folks still haven't paid a bill right on. Come on now. Amen. But we live in a different world. Amen. We live in a world that is easy. We like easy. Well, I mean, nobody's voting for hard times, amen. I'm not, amen. I appreciate the fact that we've got conveniences in this life. I appreciate the fact that we've got central heat and air conditioning. I like that, amen. I appreciate the fact, amen, that we've got all the blessings, the conveniences of life, and God help us to be more thankful than we've ever been. But our generation wants it easy, amen, and they want it soft, amen. They don't want hard times. They don't want nothing tough. And that mentality is not only as it relates to the natural things of life. That same mentality has weaved its way and made its way right into the house of God. Now, let me preach to you a little while this morning. Amen. We've reached a time, amen, and it's not just with our generation. Nobody's out. Listen, I'm not begging God, amen, for trials. Amen. I'm not begging God, amen, for things to get hard, amen. I'm not asking God. I'm asking God for help every day of my life, amen. But I'm telling you, we got a generation that if it's not easy, amen, and if it's not soft, they're not going to fight. They're not going to wrestle with it. They're just going to give up. They're just going to walk out, amen. Come on now, amen. And so here the Apostle Paul is, amen, in his last days, as it were, amen, and he gives us some of his testimony. Now, Apostle Paul could testify about a lot of things here in his closing hours. He could tell you, I'm telling you, amen, the conversion I had was wonderful, amen. Now, most of us, we got saved. Somebody preached. We got under conviction. Probably were under conviction before we ever got there, as I was, amen. Amen. Some of you probably could say the same thing. I lived under conviction for a good while. Amen. But come to church, the gospel was preached. Amen. I responded. God had walked to the altar and got saved. There was no lightning flashing. There was no thunder rolling in the background. There was no bright flashing lights. Amen. Got up, walked out. Amen. As far as the world just passing by, they wouldn't know anything that just happened in that church. But God had saved the wretch like me. God had delivered me from sin. But the Apostle Paul could say, I could tell you about my time, and it was a little different. When I got saved, amen, there was a voice from heaven, and there was a bright, shining light, brighter than the noonday sun, amen, that shone round about us, amen. He had a tremendous experience, but he don't talk about that. He don't talk about that. He could tell us in these closing hours of his life, he could say, let me tell you about the miracles that I've witnessed throughout the course of my ministry. Amen. He could tell us, amen, or the Bible tells us in Acts 19:11 that God wrought special miracles by the hands of the Apostle Paul. Amen. So that from him handkerchiefs were sent out. Amen. And even demons were cast out by this. Amen. He could tell, I tell you, I felt God. Amen. He in chapter 14, it talks about the lame man that was in the congregation as he preached, and he just told him to get up. Amen. He stood. Amen. He could tell us about some of these mighty miracles that he faced. Amen. Devil subject to him too much, to the point that the man had those demons, amen, those boys went out trying to cast them devils out. Those devils said, Jesus we know, and Paul we know, but who are you? Amen. He could tell us about some of these times in his life, but he doesn't. But he does tell us about the realities of life. Amen. He tells us in these closing hours here, amen, I've been in this, got saved by the grace of God. And it's been a battle. It's been a war, amen, from start to finish. Amen. Amen. I'm ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought. I have fought. Amen. I like what Brother Jones used to tell us. Amen. He said, you're going to have to fight for everything you get from God, and you're going to have to fight to keep it. Come on now. Amen. I'm telling you, we're living a serious time, amen, where a lot of people are losing out, and it ain't because they have to. Amen. They just will not fight. You got to fight, amen. You got to be a fighter, amen. You got to be willing, amen, to war this thing out, amen, if you're planning on getting to heaven. How many's planning on going? By God's grace, I'm planning on going. But I'm telling you, if we get there, we're going to have to fight to get there. There is an adversary today that's interested in our destruction. There's an adversary today that hasn't given up. He hasn't turned his back. Amen. He is not intimidated by our shout. He is not intimidated by our testimony. He is not intimidated of where we are with God. Amen. He is intent by amen, all means to try to get you to give up. Amen. Amen. Here the Apostle Paul was. Amen. Certainly in his early years, we could understand the devil trying to fight him, trying to cause him to fall. Amen. But as the years passed, you would think, amen, or the idea somehow that as the years pass, amen, the devil getting a view of this man and seeing what he was doing and where he was with God, the devil would just walk off and quit and say, there's no need me trying to fight the Apostle Paul. Amen, he's done got this thing won. But the devil never gave up. The devil never backed off. Come on now. Amen. So here he is in his final testimony, and this is what he's trying to get across. Not the high mountaintops, amen, not the, amen, places of great glory, but the reality of life. Amen. The reality of the battle. Amen. The reality of the struggle. Amen. And he said, I have fought. Amen. My son is in the Air Force Reserves. And a few years ago, at I guess the peak of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, he was summoned to go. He was not gone but a few weeks. But they needed somebody to just man a station there that he was trained for. And so he went. And matter of fact, he ended up going to Qatar, which I pronounce it Qatar, but that's how they pronounce it, Qatar. And so he's there, and he has to make a trip over to Afghanistan and Iraq. He makes a couple trips while he's there. And he told us about one time, he said, he's in this big airplane, I forget what kind it was, a huge airplane, and they had delivered some stuff. And he said while they were there, they had to pick up some, I think it was some Marines that had been on the battlefield. And they'd been out for several weeks, and they were going to get a chance to come over to that safe place there and just be able to rest a couple of weeks without having to worry about fighting. Christopher said, when we picked those guys up, he said, there they were on the tarmac. He said, they were filthy, amen, dusty, dirty, amen, hadn't bathed, hadn't shaved, nothing in days. And he said, you could tell they were absolutely wore out. He said, they stood there, amen, nobody saying anything. They weren't joking with one another, weren't talking with one another. He said, when they were able to get in the plane, he said, they walked in the back of the plane, pulled those little seats out and sat down on them. He said, the big duffel bag in front of them. He said, and some of them just leaned over on their duffel bag. Amen. Just trying to rest. Amen. Us as soldiers, I heard the story of Napoleon one time who was having a parade, a military parade, and the soldiers come by marching, high-stepping by, and all the weapons shined up and their boots shined up, and man beside him kind of punched him. He said, now there goes the army. Napoleon said, nah, that ain't an army. A little while, the cavalry come by. Amen. The horse is all slicked down, brushed down, and everything. Man kind of punched me. He said, now there goes an army. He said, no, that's not an army. A little while in the back, here comes some men taking up the rear. Amen. Some of them crippled, some of them eye out, some of them with their arms bandaged up, scarred, bruised. Amen. Napoleon reached over and punched him. He said, there's an army. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. There are some people there that know something about the fight. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been in this long, you know something about the fight. You know something about the battle. Amen. And how have we survived to this hour? Is it because God has been just, amen, so sweet to us that he has just shielded us from everything? No, 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 no. Amen. We've survived, amen, by the grace of God because we've fought. Amen. We have fought some battles. Amen. We've come through some storms. Amen. We've got, listen, most of us this morning that are saved, amen, been in this for a long time, we got a few scars. Come on, church. Amen. We got a few scars. We got a few bruises, amen, in our life. Amen. Amen. It ain't always been a hallelujah, glory to God. It ain't always been a mountaintop. It been some hard places, been some tough places. It been some bitter tears, amen. Yeah, it been some tears of joy, but there have been some bitter tears, amen. Come on now. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I could tell you some things if I had time to write to you, if I could spit it all out, and he don't. I don't believe he goes in all the depths and the details about this, but he said simply here, amen, in verse 7, I have fought. I fought. I had to fight. If I hadn't fought, I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't have survived. I wouldn't have lasted, amen, but I fought. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I fought. And he goes on, he said, I fought a good fight. I fought. Amen. Come on now. And this right here is where it kind of separates the men from the boys. Amen. A lot of people ain't going to fight. They're afraid to fight. Afraid they're going to get hurt. Well, you got an option. You can get hurt or get killed. Huh? You can get hurt or you can get killed. Amen. Well, I'd rather not fight. Now, I ain't talking about going out and you know, duking it out. That ain't what he's talking about. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's times when you face an adversary, the devil comes against you. The Bible tells us in the book of James, amen, James said, is any among you afflicted? And that word afflicted there, he's not talking about, amen, if you've got some physical ailment in your life, you've got crippled, he's not talking about that. He's talking about a spiritual battle. You find yourself in a spiritual conflict with the devil, amen. I'll be honest with you, amen, in the last 30-some years, and most of this has probably been in the last half of that, amen, I have fought battles, I have been through things that I needed prayer, I needed people to help me pray. But if they said, explain to us exactly what you want us to pray about, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't explain exactly what I felt. I couldn't explain exactly what I was going through. I couldn't explain, amen, with words exactly the pressure that I felt in my life. But I knew I was fighting. And I knew I had to fight. And I knew if I didn't fight, I was going to go down. I knew I wasn't going to make it. I knew I was going under. I knew I would succumb to it. Amen. But I knew God impressed it in our spirit that if I just fight, if I'd be willing to fight, come on, church, if I just be willing to fight, God would see me through. God would give me the victory. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I have fought. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been into more churches than one over the years. Amen. When I was preaching revivals full time, I've just walked the aisles. Ooh, come on now. Need God. Need help. Need to get past this. Need to get over this. Need to get beyond this. Amen. About time you get beyond this, something else show up. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Come on here now. Amen. Apostle Paul said, I could tell you some things. Blow your mind. Amen. They're putting them lashes on my back. Listen, it wouldn't take 195 lashes for a lot of people. Just one, just the thoughts of it be enough. Like preacher said, somebody said, I'm going to heaven come hell or high waters. He said, they quit and it ain't even rained. Huh? Huh? Hell or high waters, amen. Apostle Paul said, I could tell you some things. Amen. I could go into detail about those lashes on my back. Amen. I could go into more detail about being beat with a rod. I could go in more detail about that being in the deep. Amen. I don't know exactly what he's talking about there. Amen. But being in the deep. I could go into more detail, but I'm telling you this. Amen. He said simply here, I fought. Amen. I've been in a battle. I've been in a war. Listen. Amen. I didn't get invited to a picnic. I didn't get invited to a picnic, amen, or ride on the merry-go-round, amen. When I got saved, I was enlisted in an army. Come on now. I got in a battle, amen, a battle for my soul. Amen. You think the devil's just going to, amen, wink at you when you go to the altar and say, well, okay, then, I'll leave you alone now since you've decided you'd pray. No. Amen. He's going to come at you with everything he's got. But I'm telling here to tell you this morning, the devil's already been defeated. Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. Amen. Your victory is secure if you just fight. That's all you got to do. Fight. I promise you there's few armies that have ever been to the battlefield that were guaranteed victory before they ever went. Very few boxers ever went to the boxing ring and was guaranteed victory before they ever got in the ring. Amen. But God guarantees you victory. Amen. All you got to do is be willing to fight. And if you just fight somehow, some way through it all, you will win. You will be victorious if you fight. He said, I have fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. Oh, God. And I hope you understand the order that he's writing this in. I don't think he's jumbled up here. I think the chronological order of what he's writing is just the way it is. He said, I'm ready now to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I held on to what God gave me. Amen. When it felt like it would slide out of my hand, somehow God gave me strength to hold on. Come on now. Somehow when I felt like I couldn't go another step, God gave me strength to put another foot forward. When I didn't feel like, amen, I'd go over, amen, I felt like I was going under, God somehow gave me strength to go on a little bit more. I'm telling you, haven't we been through things? And we look back and we think, my Lord, how did we get through that? And we know it had to be God. It had to be God. All God wanted us to do is fight, and God made up the rest. Thank God. Thank God. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. You listen, first of all, you're not going to finish this course without fights. Huh? And you're not going to keep your faith without a fight. Amen. That's just a fact. Amen. Because the devil, amen, I'm telling you that you can pray. And the first thing the devil will tell you once you've prayed, and you know God's done something in your life, you know God's done something in your heart, the first thing the devil will tell you, it didn't happen. It didn't even happen. You're kidding yourself. It didn't even happen. Devil, you got to be crazy. I know it did. I was there. But the devil will try to convince you it didn't even happen. The first battle you got to overcome is the battle of the mind. The lies, amen, the devil will try to plant in your mind. You got to understand if you're going to win this battle, amen, the words of Jesus, he said, the devil is a liar from the very beginning. Every word he speaks is a lie. If the devil's telling you you can't make it, you ought to shout. Huh? You ought to shout. Say, thank you for telling me that, because if you said I couldn't, that lets me know I can. If the devil's telling you you can't make it, amen, you ought to shout. Amen. For him telling you you can't make it, that is an absolute positive that you can make it. Whew. I fought. I had to fight this battle of the mind. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, I was a messenger from Satan was sent to me to buffet me. He said, I besought the Lord three times that this thing would depart from me. And the only thing the Lord said is, my grace is sufficient for you. A lot of people have said, well, this was his eyes. Amen. He was having a problem with his eyes, or he was having some physical ailment. All they got to do is read their Bible, and they know what it is. Amen. He said it was a messenger from Satan sent to buffet him. That's what it was, a spiritual battle. Amen. One of the things the Apostle Paul said in the Philippian letter, amen, he said, forgetting those things are behind, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. As this man who had once persecuted the church, now he was trying to preach to the church and encourage the people, I'm sure just about every time he stood to take a text, the devil would whisper in his ear, amen, you're the persecutor. Amen, you're the man. Matter of fact, I remember the first time I was reading my Bible through, amen, and I got to that place where the Apostle Paul testified. He said, I have wronged no man. And I stopped right there and I said, whoa, wait a minute. Amen. And just a few chapters ago, amen, you were persecuting the church. Wait a minute. Amen. But the Lord let me know that won't that man, Paul. That was that old man, Saul. Come on here. Amen. This man's in the fight. This man's battling. But I'm telling you, the devil tried to use his past against him. Amen. Every time he tried to step out, amen, you remember. I'm sure the Apostle Peter went through the same thing. Every time he started to make a move for God, amen, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? Come on, what do you think you are? I tell you what you are, you're saved. You got to stand on that, thank God, and you got to fight. Praise God. He said, I have fought, amen, and now I've finished my course. I've kept my faith, amen. And then he said, you know, in this, I'm getting ready to leave, but he said, God, let me see my crown. And not only my crown, but for all them that love is appearing. Everybody that'll fight. Listen, Amen. You ain't got to be the first one to cross the finish line to win in this race. All you got to do is finish. All you got to do is fight it out. When you get to the end, listen, the same words that the Lord spoke to that man that had the 5 talents, he spoke the same words to the man that had the 2. Well done. Well done. You fight your fight. You fight your battles. And when you come to the end, you'll be rewarded just like anybody else. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I have fought. I have fought. Stand with me this morning. Amen. He could talk about a lot of things here. But he said, I just want to tell you this. I fought. I had to fight. And he didn't say this to discourage us. He said this to encourage us. Amen. I'm not preaching this morning to try to discourage anybody. I wish, Sister Tammy, I'm glad you come pray the other night. I wish I could stand here this morning and say, hey, that's it. Oh, you just already said it's a done deal. Amen. You'll never face nothing else from here on out. It's just, you can just expect God to bless you. Your checking account's going to grow, and just go pick out whatever car you want. And I don't know what you live in now. You might live in a big mansion now, but if not, just cross town, pick you one out. That's all you got to do. Just, it don't matter. Amen. Just pick it out. It's yours. You're blessed. You're a child of God. Come on now. That ain't the way it goes. I wish I could tell you that, but that ain't the way it goes. Amen. We live in a fallen world. We live in a world where the devil is the prince of this world. Amen. All the things that are happening. Amen. As a matter of fact, a lot of things the government's doing right now, it's against the people, but it's certainly against the church. The devil's doing everything he can to dissuade and discourage people. Amen. Come on now. And I'm watching people that should have victory sometimes look like they can kind of keep their head up. Amen. But he said, I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to just keep fighting. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what one man told a story one time. And you know, if somebody comes to you and they tell you they're going to whoop you, amen, if they make you believe that, they've done got part of their battle won. Amen. But if they say, I'm going to whoop you, and you'd say like Ahab said when the king sent word, amen, he's going to come down and destroy him. He said, I tell you what, buddy. He said, don't let a man boast putting on his armor, he said, like somebody taking it off. In other words, in putting it just everyday southern language, you do it and then brag about it. Huh? Amen. But the fact of the matter is, we got to fight. We got to fight. But if you'll fight, God will help you every step of the way. And you can't lose. The devil can't push you under. Amen. One of the prophets said in the Old Testament, he said, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I'm down. Don't you rejoice, he said, because I will rise again. God's going to help me get right back up. Amen. I mean, and stay up. Amen. I'm telling you, if you want to win, you can win, but you got to fight. Amen. That may be bad news to some, but it's just the reality of where we're at. But if you'll fight, God will help you every step of the way.